This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Parents who've spent a lot of time in the neonatal intensive care unit carry anxiety with them even after baby comes home. The NICU's constant barrage of doctors and beeping monitors is traumatic, and that trauma lingers. Kepley Wakefield approaches life with typical 13-month-old vigor. A lot of smiling, excellent crawling acceleration, some shrieking. Her parents, Courtney and Hollis, cherish her. They were by her side for each of the 95 days Kepley spent in the NICU.
I had some bleeding at 21 weeks. So at that point, they put me on bed rest and we were having really difficult conversations because viability is considered 24. So we had like 2.5 or 3 weeks to get through, which was a really, really scary time.
Hollis knew her pregnancy was going to be high risk. She was a 39-year-old cervical cancer survivor, so she and her wife had a plan for early labor. Even they weren't prepared for delivery at 24 weeks, 5 days. But that's when Kepley arrived, at 1 pound, 10 ounces. The NICU team braced the Dallas couple for a long and frustrating road.
They told us it would be like a roller coaster. They were like, it's going to be, you know, minute to minute some days. It's not a straight line at all.
And it wasn't. Kepley started out in the NICU at UT Southwestern's Clements University Hospital, but eventually moved to the higher level NICU just down the road at Children's Medical Center in Dallas. She was on a ventilator for 3 months. When she was discharged, she was still tiny, just 4 pounds, 11 ounces. She still needed supplementary oxygen and had weekly doctor's appointments. Courtney says the stress from the NICU followed them home.
I'm anxious all the time. I have said I have not been myself since Kepley was born.
Because Kepley was born so early, her lungs weren't fully developed. And because a ventilator helped her breathe for so long, those tiny lungs were also damaged. So even though Kepley is now thriving, flu season is a real threat. Her parents second-guess every public outing, even quick trips to the store.
And you're thinking, do we risk it? Are we both going to be home where one of us could stay home? Just kind of having to deal with that, even just for like day-to-day tasks that we might normally bring a baby to. You know, we're having to kind of think twice.
And that's not an overreaction. Doctors say catching a respiratory virus like RSV or the flu might put a premature baby right back in the hospital, which could re-traumatize those parents who've already spent time in the NICU. Dr. Rashman Savani is the chief of neonatal medicine at Children's Health. He says even just the noise of endlessly beeping NICU monitors can overwhelm parents.
The medical team and the nursing team, they're phenomenal. They understand what all these beeps are and when to respond, when to not respond. But the family is bombarded with this sort of cacophony of alarms. And they're all designed to say, hey, pay attention to me. But for the family, it's really scary.
Which is one of the reasons Children's Health has a support crew in place to handle everything but the medicine. Every family has access to a team that includes a social worker, a psychologist, and a chaplain.
Whether it's financial or stress or tests their faith, this family support team is designed to sort of alleviate that shock that they get when they end up in the NICU.
Dr. Savani says Children's Health also has a team devoted to helping a family transition to home, learning the ins and outs of complicated equipment and medication, as well as making sure the house is set up for a preemie, without the constant surveillance of doctors and nurses.
And I actually call it, you know, you're cutting the umbilical cord the second time. And it's a very scary thing for parents to go through.
Hollis and Courtney Wakefield have been there. And while some things about caring for a preemie are old hat by now, they say some of those visceral NICU memories will never fade. There's a visual reminder in the house, too, a strand of colorful beads so long it could wrap around Kepley's tiny waist a dozen times. Courtney says each bead stands for something different Kepley went through in the NICU.
A blood draw or a surgery or some sort of event that she had to endure during her stay.
One day, Kepley might decide to hang these beads on the wall, a memento of her earliest triumph.
Does that feel good? I know teethers.
For now, though, yeah. She's happy to use them as a teething toy. I'm Courtney Collins in Dallas.